gun.
Where's my gun?
Give me my gun.
No, I got rid of it.
Say again?
Yeah, I threw it in the lake because I figured you wouldn't, I would. I got priors in New York, so I really can't, I can't be messing around.
You threw it away?
Yeah, plus it's evidence.
It's what?
Watch it.
Okay, okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got a little nonplussed there.
Okay, this is crazy. I understand. No, just relax.
Whoa, what is that? Is that a clue?
What do you mean?
Do you see that?
In the thing?
Can you...
Ow! What were you thinking? My $2,000 ceramic Vector my mother got me as a special gift? You threw in the lake next to the car. What happens when they drag the lake? You think they'll find my pistol? Jesus. Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are.
Sparkling Wiggles need to get a job. Get a job, Sparkling Wiggles. Are you...
Okay.
Okay.
God damn it, what the fuck? Am I cutting in and out?
No, you sound fine now. Am I cutting in and out?
No, but now you're coming through on my speakers.
Well, I don't hear me, so I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, but why are you coming in on my speakers? I got a headset on.
Well, fuck your headset.
I guess so. Okay, well, let's do it.
We're doing it.
Okay, well, what are we doing?
We're testing out this great new technology.
Whee!
Have you listened to the few we've done without you?
Or
are you just way too busy? What?
But there's only one.
What's only one?
The one you guys did without me last week. Or did you guys do another one this week without me?
We did one last week and we did one this week.
Oh.
And we're going to do one next week too, because fuck you.
Well, when are you doing it?
When are we doing it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like?
Give us an update, though. How are things? You know, how are you?
Well, I'm in training.
Yeah?
And I'm in training for a job that apparently is only seasonal.
And then, what, you got to train again for something else?
Well, assuming they don't fire me. They don't say, nah, we don't need you no more. Season's over.
Are you in a constant state of might get fired?
Yeah, actually, I've been that way for 2 years.
Yeah, I've been that way for a couple of months, and it's a bummer. I mean, like, you don't even really get an opportunity to do your job because you're always, like, defending yourself. Like, being like, no, I do my job. And then, like, you have to come up with, you know, reasons why you do your job. You don't do your job. And it's like, yes, I do. Let me make you a list. And then you're not doing your job while you're making the list.
Well, so far, I've had 2 sets of training in a month. Like, according to them, in the past month and a half, I've done 2 solid weeks of real work.
Yeah.
The rest of that month and a half has been training.
Did they decide that whatever it is that they wanted you to do before, they don't want you to do anymore?
Whatever I was doing before, I apparently... And it wasn't just me, it was half of our class.
Yeah. They said, no, it's not working out. Somebody else needs to do... this.
It was basically they couldn't make sales.
Yeah.
Doing cold calling. And I was making sales, but I was sick on a Wednesday that they didn't say, you can't be sick on Wednesday because we're going to have training for inbound sales. So I thought, okay, well, shit. So now I'm in something else because I was sick that one Wednesday.
Oh. That was an important day to not be sick, and you were unaware of that?
Yeah, because we were doing new training for a new something, and now I have to do a new training for something completely different.
Did you see that the new Twilight movie came out on DVD?
No, because I'm not a faggot.
Well, what they did, all movies, all CDs come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But with... Twilight, and they did it with the last one, and it's a genius move. They had it come out on a Saturday. And the reason is the Tweenie Boppers go pick it up at midnight at the Walmarts and then have sleepovers and watch it. And they can't do that on a Tuesday because it's a school night. So it's really a genius move to hold it off for a couple of days. But that's like the only movie that does that is the Twilight movies. Because, I mean, at least they know who their audience is.
I wonder how many, like 16 and 17-year-old girls watch that movie with their man friends on a sleepover. Like, no, Mom, we're just spending the night tonight watching Twilight, tee-hee. And then got it boofed in the butt.
Boofed in the butt?
Yeah.
Pretend you're a vampire.
Oh.
Fuck me with your icy cold cock.
Oh, you're so sparkly. You're sparkly vampires. Oh, Lord.
Is that your mom?
Yeah. No, these vampires sparkled. They're not like the Sookie.
You're fucking queer.
What? Did your mom just say fucking queer?
Yeah.
What's your mom over there wearing? Is she wearing something nice?
My mom reads all the Sookie Stackhouse novels, just called the Twilight people fucking queers.
Yeah. You didn't answer my question, though.
Pregnates another one and then shoots it out. And then the baby talks and eats people, apparently.
You're avoiding my questions, though.
What?
What's your mom wearing over there?
My mom is wearing T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
What does your mom wear right now?
Probably a nightgown.
A nightgown?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even 10 o'clock. Oh, she's drinking tonight.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. Now we're having a podcast party.
Hells yeah.
Podcast party! Maybe I need to pause this and go get a beverage myself. I'm sitting over here by myself, but I mean, if I'm talking to you guys on Skype, then I'm kind of not drinking by myself, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go get me some fucking Baileys, and I'm going to wash down the Baileys with some fucking Dewars.
Dewars?
Fuck yeah, Dewars.
Yeah. I've just been in a share mood lately. I don't know what it is. What was her other one?
What other one?
She had another song, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a couple of them.
I mean, she can't be that famous and only have two songs, right?
Who?
Cher.
Cher's got a bunch of songs.
Name one.
That song, Half-Breed.
Half-Breed?
Yeah.
You mean like a half-colored, half-white guy, or?
Yeah, except for... It was half Indian, half white, but not Indian with the dot. Indian with the feather.
Oh.
I'm not saying Native American. That's stupid.
Native.
Everybody, me and Mike are both Native American, but I'm obviously not as white as Mike. Keep in mind, whatever you say is going on the internet.
I'm not Native American. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Where were you born?
I don't know.
Okay, where were you? Were you born in this country? Where were your parents born? Were they born in this country? What about your grandparents? How far back do we really need to take this?
Are you talking about like Native American, like Indians, or like I'm from America?
Yeah, I'm talking about the term Native American. It's stupid. Like, how far back do we really need to take the "Are you Native or not"?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm from America, so.
I'm obviously not the most brown person, but...
No, I'm about as white as you can get without being transparent.
Yeah. Yeah, when my sister came out of my mouth, she was so yellow that they thought she had jaundice and they stuck her in an incubator. My mom had to go over to the incubator and they looked at...
Napier, you're heading down a bad path right now.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You're going to make Christmas very uncomfortable.
All the time.
You are going to get shit for Christmas. A pile of shit.
No, it's not. I didn't know this was a story not to tell people.
About your sister being yellow?
Yeah, we're both yellow.
She wasn't really yellow.
She was pretty yellow.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of my little sister, like when she was little? She looked like a little Asian baby.
A little Asian baby, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you send me some pictures and I'll put them up on the blog that everyone can see your sister's baby pictures? Because that'll go over really well.
No, I'm not doing that.
Do it.
Pirate hooker.
Yeah. Fax them on over with your fax machine.
Who the fuck has a fax machine?
I think I
do. It's like a goddamn pager.
Yeah.
Send email, you fucking...
Do they still have pagers? Like, can you go buy a pager?
Yeah, they still have pagers. You can still get them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you get one at Best Buy, or do you have to go to a specialty pager store? You'd be like, no, I can't afford the $20 a month for a Cricket wireless phone. I need to get me a pager.
Yeah, dude, you can get the Chirp.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Which minority haven't I talked about yet?
You were going to tell me a story. You were saying that you had a really great story.
Yeah, it was. I was just reading FARC headlines.
Oh, I don't want you to read headlines. I mean, that's boring.
Yeah, but that was the story I was going to tell you.
Oh.
It's like, tell me a story. Like, okay, well.
So what are you? What are you wearing right now?
Wearing cargo pants and a T-shirt.
Yeah, you got a big 2-liter of Diet Coke sitting next to you.
No, I drank it all. I gotta go get some more.
Yeah.
In the fridge. But it's in the fridge, and I'm sitting
You know what?
Down.
I think this is the first time I've ever talked to you while you were at your house that I didn't hear that fucking dog barking.
Oh, it's been fucking this little, like, chew toy, and it's kind of tired. I guess it, like, got...
So it just fucks the chew toy until it's tired, and then it lays down, and then it wakes up and immediately starts...
Only during the first of spring. Yeah, but when it's fucking that toy, it does start the yapping.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Do you think in dog it's saying, yeah, you like that shit? You like that shit? Like, in what? I mean, we don't understand dog language, but do you think that's what the, you know, dialogue is? Is, yeah, you like that shit? You like that shit?
Tell daddy who put it in you. Oh, don't clinch. Don't clinch. Don't clinch, baby. Don't clinch.
So where's your old lady tonight? Why are you flying solo?
She's at work tonight, so...
Yeah. So you're just sitting around in your underwear playing video games and...
Well, sitting in my cargo pants and T-shirt reading...
I like to picture you in your underwear. Can we just go with that? I'm in my underwear.
I'm in my underwear, and I've got...
I got a
Ball River sitting next to me.
I got a gallon of Girl Scout ice cream on my belly.
Girl Scout ice cream?
Yeah, it's the one with the chocolate and the peanut butter. Which one are those?
I don't even know what those are. The only ones I like are the Samoas.
Is that Tagalongs? It says Tagalongs, so I think that's what it is.
That's gay.
Tagalongs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should rename the Girl Scout cookies something more, I don't know, Tagalong. I mean, who wants to say, yeah, I want me a box of Tagalongs? It should have, like, a cool name, like Lightning.
Fluffer Nutters.
Fluffer Nutters?
No, I think that's actually a real thing.
We need one of your Napierisms to name the Girl Scout cookies. Like, the ones with the coconut, we should call those,
Peter Tracks or Pecker Tracks.
Pecker Tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, and oh God, what are those the ones that are like the oatmeal with the peanut butter in the middle? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never actually had those.
Oh,
the only ones I eat are the Samoas, and I know of Thin Mints simply because that's what they tout.
Yeah, you put those bitches in the freezer. Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
Oh yeah, those are yummy little fuckers.
Yeah. They're only good when you get them out of the freezer, though. If you just sit them in the pantry, they're not very good.
No, they're okay.
Yeah, but they're not great. Did I ever tell you about the time that I played Billie Jean 12 times in a row because our waitress was complaining about how much she didn't like Billie Jean?
I From you telling that story, the only thing I could picture was this sweet little girl who was probably on meth, and she was probably having one of those episodes that people have when they're on meth, and that you were going to drive her into insanity. She was going to break down and cry and start fucking up wing orders.
Well, no, she came over and she was complaining because her boss wouldn't let her go home and her grandma had died earlier that afternoon. And so, you know, in my head, I'm thinking certainly, well, I need to fuck with this woman because, you know, she's having
hopefully
a bad...
I've done that enough today.
Having a bad day, and I just need to ruin it more. And so... she comes back, and she's complaining because she said that somebody in the bar keeps going over to the jukebox and playing Michael Jackson. She said, I've already heard Billie Jean like 6 times today. And so I sat there, and immediately a bell goes off in my head, and I say, I'm going to put all of the money in my wallet in this jukebox and play Billie Jean over and over again for the length of the time we're in here. So I did. And I'm sure that my food had something in it.
Yeah, but after how many hours did you play that damn thing?
A lot. I mean, we kind of staggered it to where we only had to listen to it 2 or 3 times, and then we left, and it probably played another 8 or 9 after we left. That's the way you got to do it. I mean, you don't want to annoy yourself. You want to fuck with everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But did you at least have fun while you fucked with that poor little girl's spirit?
Yep. And then she left her shit job and went and made funeral arrangements.
Well, that's kind of sad.
I like it.
Now I'm not happy as I was.
No?
No. Now that made me sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what the fuck are you going to do? So, we had Chris in last week. He was kind of fun. I mean, he was no Napier, but who really can be?
Chris, I thought Chris was dead set against ever appearing on the little show.
Well, I think Chris's thing is he's afraid that we're going to say, like, cunt a whole bunch, like, when he has a... you know, he's, like, involved in volunteer work and stuff, and he's afraid that he'll get in trouble with them if, you know, he comes on here and me and you are sitting there going, cunt, veg, pussy, boogers, shit, balls.
Obviously, he's going to be another one of those people that says, no, I'm never telling my parents about this. You embarrassment.
Yeah, they can certainly listen, and they can certainly come on, but they're not going to tell their parents about it. Unlike you, Napier, your mom's sitting next to you listening and commenting and saying that the Twilight guys are faggots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does, and she's old enough to be right.
Yeah.
One of those whippersnappers.
What age?
A fanny banger when I see one.
What age are you right? At what age do you become right?
About the time you start looking around and realize, damn, I'm about to get Social Security.
Yeah. And discounted coffee at Denny's.
Oh, fuck yeah, discounted coffee at Denny's. That's awesome.
Or free coffee, isn't it? Isn't it free?
No, I don't think it's... Is it free?
Ask your mom.
I guess I'm going to have to look into that in a few years.
A few years, yeah. Yeah, we're almost there, aren't we?
Fuck you, you're closer than I am.
Not too closer.
Dick's even closer than you, isn't he?
Who? Dick?
Does that have piss on it?
Yeah, Dick's like much older than me.
Yeah. Wait, that's not even mine. Now that it has piss on it, no. I think my cat got friendly with Amanda's little bag because it smells like other cats.
Well, that means it's the cat's bag now.
Well, yeah.
Once you've pissed on something, that makes it your bag.
Well, then cat.
Yeah.
I wish I could just walk over to random cars like, oh, mine. Sorry, friend. It's got my piss on it.
It's got my piss on it. Sorry.
That'd be really awkward, like going into Buffalo Wild Wings and snatching people's food.
Yeah. You're like, I'm sorry, those wings have my piss on them. You don't want them. Shit.
Obviously.
I mean, you know, I'll eat them. What do I care? It's my piss. Wouldn't be the first time I've pissed in my own mouth, and it certainly won't be the last.
So obviously this is going a lot better than just me sitting in my underwear reading books on AK-47s.
Not by much, but a little bit better.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Am I going to be overlaid into the next one, or will this be... No, that can be thrown away.
Oh, you mean like, am I going to stick this in on the next one we do, or am I just going to put this up by
like
itself? I don't know. Would I stick our 22 minutes in another one and then say, hey guys, let's just do 40?
No, well, I'm guessing you could just like say, eh, fuck it, let's just put a mini one out.
Yeah?
Yeah, like this is the wave of the future. Everybody just hanging out at their house playing Xbox and doing podcasts.
Yeah?
That's the future. Now I'm going to get on Twitter and put crap in horrible English on the internet for all these little retards to read.
I've been doing Twitter lately. I don't really know why.
I'd be the only one that writes in proper fucking English.
No, I do.
140 characters. I don't give a fuck.
I refuse to. You should get a Twitter. Either that or you should just use the Twitter for our podcast that I use, and we'll just both use it.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm not going to write like a 14-year-old girl on fucking AIM.
Yeah.
That's not happening. Did I ever tell you I got into an argument with some little bastard on YouTube? I corrected his English and told him that if he ever wanted to yell at me again, he had to do so in the proper English. And then he yelled at me back in proper English, and I said, well, that was a good start. Now, this is what your third grade English teacher should have taught you about the English language, you fucking little cunt.
Did you say fucking little cunt? That's...
Well, I didn't say it, I wrote it. I mean, I don't have anything to put YouTube on.
Did you see the thing on College Humor about the Ninja Turtles deciding to start using their weapons?
What?
I don't know if it'll translate via audio, but I'm going to play it. Whoa! Whoa! You can hear this, right?
Careful, you fools! I kind of felt that in my twanger. We'll never turn the city's water into
ooze. Sorry, boss. I just hope those mangy turtles don't show up.
Turtle power! Hey, Rocksteady. Hope you like anchovies.
Oh.
Hey, Bebop. This should dampen your enthusiasm.
Hey, Shredder.
Raph, what'd you do?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything, so I just stabbed him with my size.
No puns or anything?
No, none. Just stabbing.
Huh. So now he won't try to, like, conquer Earth or trap us in Dimension X ever again?
I guess not.
Hey, not bad. Mikey, Donnie, what do you guys think?
It took us a little longer, but yeah, it works.
Dude, we, like, should have done this years ago. What now?
I think it's time to visit some old friends.
And then it's just a montage of them killing things.
Awesome.
Yeah, they just,
I like that.
They just decide to start using their weapon. You know, they have those sharp things. They never use them, though.
Kids show.
Can you imagine having, like, a pair of scythes and fighting crime? I mean, they would just get in the way, like, when you were trying to punch people with scythes. You'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to stab you. I'm going to punch you, but I'm still going to hold these scythes the whole time.
Well, it's a kid's show.
Oh.
Get pissed off at a kid's show for being a kid's show.
Yeah, but, you know, they still have sharp knives in their hand.
Yeah, well, look at the last three fucking Star Wars. I mean, really, all they did was fight robots.
Yeah.
They cut robots in half. But, I mean, they didn't really, like, do so on people, except for that one dude.
You won't be able to do something this week, but hopefully next week you'll be back.
Well, I can certainly come watch you guys tomorrow. That's not a problem.
No, I'm talking about the podcast.
Oh, the podcast? Well, I can... For the podcast, I can do something like after 7 pretty much any time. But for hockey...
That would be after next week.
Well, yeah, because I got next week is training.
Yeah, and then that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
I didn't mean forever.
Oh, well, I have no idea forever. I could be fired in 2 weeks. Who the hell knows?
In which case...
It's canceled again.
In which case, then you can do podcasts whenever you want.
I think they're just I think they're just paying me to be trained.
Maybe they are going to train you to do everything that anyone does there, and then you'll be like the end all be all, you know, Renaissance man of, you know, that place.
Well, most places that have you go through like a month of training pay you a little bit better than what I'm getting paid to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But then eventually you'll know how to do everything, so then you'll be important.
Well, most of it's like overlap, so
yeah.
I'm pretty much learning the exact same thing over and over again, but I'm really good at it.
So you're going through the motions of training even though it's mostly shit you already know anyway?
Well, it's a customer service job. I've been in customer service for, what, 10 fucking years?
Yeah.
I know how to not say fuck to customers, and when they call me a dickhead, I can say, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel I'm a dickhead. I'm not going to say, oh, well, I'm a dickhead, well, you're a faggot.
Yeah, you don't want to say that. That would be bad.
No, of course not.
Do you role play? I've been role playing a lot lately, which is a lot of fun.
We have role plays, but they're fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, and I know they're stupid. I'm just asking if you do them.
Yeah, we do them, but they're pointless. I mean, there's role playing that, you know, will teach you more about your job, and then there's the role playing we're doing, which is basically, hey, this is I'm sorry, whatever happened to you.
And the role plays are completely based solely on what the scripted person says, and you have scripted answers back, when in fact they never say what the script says. I mean, you know,
they're bringing you through the motions, but I mean, I've been in customer service 10 years. I've worked at this place alone in customer service for 3.5 years, so I know how it fucking goes.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm sure the client's like, oh, I don't trust you fuckers. You better train them the way I want you to train them. Like, okay, well, fair enough.
That should be on page number one. Do not say fuck to customers.
Well, that pretty much is.
Chapter 2. If they call you a dickhead, don't call them a faggot. Chapter 3.
Chapter 3. Not referring to minorities as darkies.
I'm sorry, Mr. Darkey.
I don't understand what they expect me to like. What do they expect me to say? Like, I get what they want me to do. It doesn't take 2 weeks to do this.
Yeah.
But I mean, most of it's like, oh well, you have to learn the new billing system. It's a 1980s billing program. It hasn't been updated since like 95. So, I can figure it out.
So you get off the phone, you type it up, and you send them a bill?
Well, no, they call me up to sometimes pay their bill.
Oh.
Then I learn how to navigate through their billing program in order to take a payment.
Well, that's fancy.
Oh, I saw the most amazing thing. One of the people in my class got kicked out because they did a background check on them and came up. She had a whole bunch of misdemeanors. Like, really? They fire you for that?
Yeah.
I thought they looked for it.
Oh, it was like a requirement?
Yeah, so like I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can't find anybody to do this job for this amount of money. Let's just get ex-cons who have no other choice but to work these kind of positions.
Hey, I was looking at the site the other day, and I, you know, because I'm curious about how many hits we get and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we've done 11 now. And they usually average somewhere like around 50. I mean, some of them are in the 40s, some of them are in the 60s. But for the most part, they're, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s. The first one has like 75. And the second one has 158. Like, the second one has, in most cases, like, triple the rest of them. And I don't know why that is.
Well, keep in mind, a couple of those you had to take down and put back up.
Yeah, but those were some of the later ones. And, I mean, those are, you know, still in the 30s. But a lot of them are 50, 50, 60, 60, 50, 60, 60. The first one's, you know, in the 80s. And then the second one is 158.
Maybe somebody linked to it.
Maybe. But, I mean, the second one wasn't even all that great.
No, not really.
That was Taxis for Druggies, when we talked about Avatar, and, I mean, that one wasn't anything special.
No, it wasn't, but I guess...
But you'd think that if you know, new people came to it and were flipping around and, you know, they wanted to start somewhere, they'd start with the first one. They wouldn't say, fuck the first one, I'm going to start with the second one. Nobody starts with the second one. That doesn't make sense. I guess a lot of people did.
Yeah, damn near 100.
And then they didn't listen to another one. They were like, listen to these guys.
What is this faggotry I'm listening to?
Yeah.
I kind of like it when they call me an asshole.
Yeah.
Makes me feel important. I mean, I'm obviously important enough to, you know, express anger to. And not just a normal way, like, you know, your company doesn't, I don't really like them. Oh, well, sorry. But no, like, you fuckers are assholes. Every moment I have to deal with you people, I'd rather be shoving pins into my dick. Like, yeah, that's...
Do they really, has anybody really ever said that to you?
A person did tell me I was the reason that Jesus didn't speak to us anymore.
You're the reason that Jesus doesn't speak to humanity anymore?
Yeah. Well, not just me, but it was, she said, me and people like me.
Oh.
And then she thanked me
Do you think that she meant Native Americans?
No. But I'm sure she didn't mean all you brown fuckers.
All you Native American bastards are the reason that Jesus doesn't talk to us anymore.
Well, she said, you and people like you, because I was doing my job.
Although, if you ask the Mormons, Jesus was a Native American, wasn't he? Isn't that what the Mormons say?
No, I don't know who the hell told... Jesus was Jewish.
No, Jesus was he came back, and he was an Indian. Ask the Mormons, I'm serious. They fucking knock on your door every couple of days. You've never actually talked to them?
Well, no, they never come talk to me.
The fucking Mormons said that Jesus was an Indian.
Really?
I think he lived in Missouri. I'm not making this shit up, Napier. Jesus was a fucking Indian.
Okay, out of all of the places he could go to in North America, he chose Missouri.
Yeah, I think
of the country.
Yeah, I think I'm almost positive Jesus was an Indian and he lived in Missouri.
Well, that sounds silly.
And he buried, like, some gold tablets and stuff.
He buried them in Missouri, or he buried them somewhere?
I think... I don't know. Fuck. Let me see. Origin of the term popular in Mormon church. Mormon was the name of the 4th century prophet historian who... blah, 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 blah. The book records the teaching of Jesus Christ to the people in the Americas, as well as Christ's personal ministry among the people of Nephi? Where is Nephi? I don't know where the thing is about... Oh, no, it was Louisville, Kentucky!
Okay, so Jesus came back as a Native American in Missouri, and then went to Kentucky to bury some gold tablets?
Something like that, yeah.
It seems like an awful waste of time if you're fucking Jesus.
Meaning of the word.
I'm pretty sure he could figure out more important shit to do and go to Missouri than walk his ass to Kentucky while carrying gold tablets, which probably would not be incredibly light.
And he had fucking sandals on. I mean, have you ever walked long distances in sandals?
I'm sure if he was Native American, he would have the little moccasins.
Oh, more just, oh yeah, then yeah, he would have had moccasins by then, wouldn't he?
Moccasins are actually pretty goddamn comfy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I've had a couple of pairs of moccasins.
At least as compared to fucking sandals.
So if Jesus came back in, you know, in Indian times, I guess he dressed up like an Indian. So wouldn't you think that at the Mormon church they'd have, like, the big cross with, like, a Indian with, like, the feather thing going, like, right above their whole deal?
Do they?
What?
Do they do the cross?
Fuck, I don't know. I've never... I mean, I just talked to them. I didn't, like, go to their place.
You obviously talked to Mormons than I have. You lived with one. Wasn't Katie a Mormon?
Oh, yeah. I peed in her shampoo. The terms Utah Mormon and Missouri Mormon can be problematic if interpreted to mean more than the location of the various groups' headquarters. The majority of members of Utah Mormon groups and Missouri Mormon groups no longer live in either of these U.S. states.
So a Missouri Mormon does not live in Missouri, and a Utah Mormon does not live in Utah?
Correct.
What a stupid fucking term.
Yeah. Well, it's a stupid fucking religion. I mean, you know, you can make fun of Scientology all you want, but, you know... Hearing Jesus Christ was a fucking Indian, I mean, that's almost as stupid.
I don't know. Have you heard the Xenu blowing up aliens in a volcano with DC-8 looking spaceships that happen not to have engines?
Okay, I mean, okay. You just said that. That sounded crazy. Now
yeah.
Listen. Jesus came back as an Indian. And he went, ay-yi-yi-yi! And he buried gold tablets.
That.
Oh, they don't?
I think you're thinking of Mexicans, dude. What the fuck? But yeah.
And he was in Kentucky, but then he walked to Missouri.
Okay, so he got to Earth with golden tablets.
Yeah.
Decided that they were too heavy, buried them in Louisville.
God's spooky ghost son came back as an Indian. In
okay, well, after Xenu blew up the aliens and then made their souls go to mind control programs, the dead souls of the aliens attached themselves to primordial humans, and all of the sadness and disease in the world is caused by alien ghosts attaching themselves to various parts of your body. And the only way to get rid of them is to spend thousands of dollars and talk to a guy with basically a lie detector attached to you, and as you talk to him, you have to reveal personal secrets about yourself that may or may not be used against you later on.
And the vampires sparkle when they go out in the sunlight!
Yay!
Yay! I'm sparkly!
When did vampires become faggots? not just gay vampires.
Do you remember when vampires were badass? Like, they would come in your window at night and fuck you and then turn you into a vampire? This dude's all like, oh, I can't turn you into a vampire. It'd be terrible for you. Oh, I love you so much. Let's go in the forest and climb trees. Look at that werewolf guy with his shirt off.
And then he gets naked.
And then he gets naked. I sparkle in the sunlight. Oh, my God.
I remember when vampires used to burst open in flames in the sunlight.
Yeah, now they just sparkle.
Not this sparkly shit.
Ugh.
You know what, I think it all started with Tom Cruise and his little vampire movie.
That was a pretty badass movie, though.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, that's where the faggotry started. I mean, it wasn't overt faggotry.
The vampire faggotry?
It was vampire
the pussification
faggotry.
Of vampire...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pussification of vampires started with Tom Cruise, although it wasn't Tom Cruise's fault. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that much faggotry, but it put in the aura of faggotry around vampires. Oh, and Eddie Murphy's little fucking vampire movie didn't help out too much either.
I don't think I ever actually watched that. I think at this point with Eddie Murphy, I have to hear a couple of positive reviews before I even think about watching it.
Oh, you mean you didn't go out that day to see Pluto Nash?
No.
Didn't wait in line for hours to go watch that gem?
No. You know what? Meet Dave was universally shit upon, but it was kind of funny. But that,
really?
That, no, you know what? It wasn't good, but it wasn't not good.
Really?
It was okay. It wasn't too bad.
I watched that movie on HBO.
Yeah?
I felt if I was a woman and I was partially pregnant, I would have aborted right then. That's how bad that movie was.
You don't want your child to live in a world that Meet Dave exists in.
Yeah. Like, okay, obviously this isn't a good place to be in right now. I guess just going to have to poop this thing out. Going to have to try back in about 10 years when society feels that a movie like this can be greenlit. I mean, it just doesn't exist anymore.
We'll wait a few years and see if Eddie Murphy rebounds before I bring a child into this world.
Do you remember Eddie back in the 80s? He used to talk about pussy and titties and vaginas, and that's all he did.
Oh, come on, Napier. You take that with a grain of salt when you think of the wonder that is Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, or, you know, Eddie Dr. Murphy Poole. Raw, that's child's play when it comes to Daddy fucking Daycare.
I mean, what the hell happened? He used to be Beverly Hills Cop. He used to run around talking about pussy, being a badass, and then he got caught with some hermaphrodite prostitute and was like, no, I'm doing kids' movies now.
I think that was Hugh Grant.
No, that was also Hugh Grant.
Oh.
That wasn't, you know, Hugh Grant did something as opposed to Eddie Murphy. They both did some weird stuff.
I thought for sure that, you know, you were getting Hugh Grant and Eddie Murphy mixed up, which I'm sure happens all the time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They're so similar.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I was watching Bridget Jones' Diary, and I was like, man, that Eddie Murphy, he used to, you know, really be good.
You know what is another good Eddie Murphy movie?
What's that?
Fucking Boomerang.
Not really.
Yeah, but it was an Eddie Murphy movie that was better than Daddy Daycare.
Well, I mean, you know.
And then there was that horrible little shitbag of a movie, Daddy Day Camp, that had none of the original actors in the first one.
Do you think I could just record the Theories DVD to audio and put that up? Do you think that would be entertaining?
Oh, well, there is some visual humor in there, but
I'm
pretty sure you could do it.
Yeah. I mean, fuck it. What else are we going to do?
Well, I was the only one not on the outtakes, and that made me sad.
You're on the outtakes.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you see, the problem with you being on the outtakes is you didn't fuck up. I mean, you're a, you know, one-take champion.
Oh, yeah, I'm a goddamn master of my craft.
Yeah, I mean, you don't fuck around. You get it right the first time. So it's not a bad thing to not be on the outtakes. That just means you're a warrior. I mean, you know, you have a, you know, clear-cut point of view, and you want to get it to the people in as few words as possible.
Oh, yes, of course. Whatever happened to The Adventures of Detective Napier and Batman?
I got that somewhere. We ought to... Oh, Napier! Napier, holy shit! We have something to discuss. Oh.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Did you have an epiphany?
Yeah, I remembered something that I needed to discuss with you.
What's that?
Me and Jesse were talking on, not the last one, but the one before that, about movies that came up with the title before they came up with the actual movie, and then they built a movie around the title.
Yeah.
And we challenged people to come up with a movie title, and then we would make the... plot around the title and then make a trailer for it and put it on YouTube. And we got one good one from one of Jesse's buddies. They sent it to us on Twitter. It was Ice Cream Sunday, but it was Sunday like the day, not like the you know, ice cream sundae. So it's a play. It's a play on world. A play on words. So help us out with that. What do you think? Ice cream sundae. Give us the movie plot.
Okay, Bruce Willis is a he drives around an ice cream cart, but he's actually a CIA agent, and he's investigating terrorists, and he does so through his ice cream cart, and on one special day, we'll just call it a Sunday, is when everything goes down, and then the cops are trying to get him, and the Homeland Security is trying to get him, and there comes Bruce Willis with his fucking ice cream cart, and just blows the fuck out of everything.
Yeah. So it'd be like 24 style. It would all be over the course of one day.
Well, 24 mixed with Diamond.
Yeah. You know what my problem with 24 always was? That guy never shits. At no point does he ever...
He doesn't.
He never goes pee. He never shits. He does all that... All that, you know, shooting and running and shit, and he never just says, man, I gotta take a leak.
Hold on, it's shit time.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, hold that thought, terrorists. I need to go poop real quick.
Or
does he just hold it all day? Does he piss his pants? What does he do?
I don't know. Obviously, he's got to do it sometime. Is the entire 24 hours documented in the 24?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
Well, obviously, okay, is there a cut scene where, like, for an hour it's on somebody else and you don't see Keith or Sutherland doing something?
Oh, you think he's shitting while that's going on?
Yeah, he's like, well, he's got to take a shit. Well, okay, well, we're not going to film him shitting or pissing. Let's cut to the subplot.
See, I just picture, like, him driving around in his SUV and, like, you know, pissing in a 20-ounce bottle and then, like, drinking it for nourishment or something. Like Kevin Costner at the beginning of Waterworld.
Yeah, you mean like how you did in my car?
I didn't drink it, though.
You pissed in my car.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
So I had to piss.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking at a preview for that, Shutter Island.
Yeah.
It looks like a bad ripoff of Silence of the Lambs. I might be wrong on that.
I don't know.
At least that's how the preview looks.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I mean, I've seen it advertised, but I don't know like what it's about or anything.
I have a policy never to go out and watch, like in the movie theaters, either a Tom Cruise movie. Or a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
The newest Tom Cruise movie, the one with Cameron Diaz, actually looks kind of funny. It was, God, what was it? Night and Day or something like that. I mean, it looks kind of cheesy, but it looked kind of funny at the same time.
I don't pay to watch his movies anymore.
No.
What the fuck was that Ben Stiller movie he was in?
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that's the only one I paid, and he was a minor character.
Has Tom Cruise ever really let you down, though? I mean, have you ever gone and seen a Tom Cruise movie and, like, it was just fucking terrible? Name one completely terrible Tom Cruise movie.
Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3.
Okay, I'll give you Mission Impossible 1, but 2 and 3 were pretty good.
No.
No?
They were all... I didn't lie.
Is that it? Is that all you can do?
What else has he really...
Huh?
What else has he really done? I mean...
Other than Mission Impossible? Lots of stuff. Fucking, Cocktail, Rain Man,
I'm not talking about 80s. I'm talking about, like... 2000 on up.
Minority Report, that was okay.
Yeah, that was okay. Fucking, I don't think I watched it in the theaters, though.
Fucking Jerry Maguire?
It was overhyped. It was more popular than it actually was good.
It was a decent flick. I mean, you can't say it was bad just because lots of people liked it. I mean, are you like, you know, 14-year-olds that liked Korn, and then when everybody else liked them, you're like, oh, fuck that band, man. Everybody likes them.
No, I like Korn.
Yeah, but, you know, when people discovered Korn before everybody else did, and then when everybody else discovered Korn, they were like, oh, yeah, fuck Korn, man.
Saying that Tom Cruise was, I suddenly found him one day, and he was on the indie scene, and then all of a sudden exploded, like, oh, Tom Cruise has lost his roots.
They're too commercial, man.
I can't watch that faggot anymore. No,
they're
not doing this.
The one that he was the guy with the eye patch, the German one, that sucked.
Yeah, that did suck.
War of the Worlds was okay. Collateral was okay.
Make that movie.
Last Samurai was good.
Yeah, Last Samurai was good. I'll give you that. I liked Last Samurai.
Vanilla Sky was okay.
No, I didn't like that.
I liked Magnolia. Magnolia was awesome.
Last Samurai was a good movie. I liked Last Samurai.
Eyes Wide Shut had a great, what's her name, taking a pee scene.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she was taking a pee. You don't see enough chicks peeing in movies anymore.
I didn't really like it.
It was in the first 5 minutes, though. You didn't have to watch the rest of the movie.
Well, it came out when I was a kid. It's like, oh, I get to see titties? Awesome. And then I watch it like, oh, those aren't titties I want to look at.
Yeah.
Not for an hour and a half, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. Like, the only appealing part of that movie was apparently there were going to be titties. And they weren't good titties.
No. But Nicole Kidman took a pee. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, but, I mean, if I want to watch girls peeing, I can just, you know, download some Asian porn.
True.
I can probably watch them vomit, too.
Yeah.
And if I want to watch girls pooping, I can get some German porn.
Yeah. Or you could just do what Chuck Berry did and put a camera in a bathroom.
That's fucking nasty. What the fuck is wrong with that dude?
That was Chuck Berry, wasn't it?
It was some old black musician. I don't know who it was. Was it? No. Not. Was it Chuck Berry?
I don't know.
It should have been if it wasn't.
Why? Why would Chuck Berry? Why do you think he would want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It was Chuck Berry.
Okay, it was Chuck Berry.
Yeah. There is no disputing Berry has been an exceptionally successful musician. However, it seems as though Berry's music has never been his true calling or driving influence. Instead, Berry seems to be motivated by his one true love in life, watching women take dumps.
I guess I wasn't one of those people that started jerking it when Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle had the two girls playing battle shits.
In 1990, Berry was sued by several women for alleging that Berry installed a video camera in the ladies' bathrooms at two of his St. Louis restaurants. Berry probably installed the camera so that he could masturbate vigorously while watching video of women going to the bathroom at his restaurant.
Well, it's his restaurant, I guess.
Yeah.
And as long as he puts up a sign saying, we're videotaping the bathrooms, whatever you're doing, prepare to be jerked at.
A class action settlement was eventually reached with 59 women on the complaint. It is estimated that the settlement cost Berry around $1.3 million plus legal fees. Let me ask you a question. You're at a restaurant, you take a shit, you get videotaped. How do you find out that you were one of the ones that he videotaped?
Well, obviously, you know that you went to Chuck Berry's restaurant during the time you were there, you took a shit.
Yeah. And so when it comes out that someone caught him, then everybody's like, wait, I shit there once.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Huh. 59 women. What would you do with video of 59 women taking a shit?
With your dick.
Huh?
Obviously play with your dick. What would you do?
I don't know.
Well, if you were into watching women poop, would you jerk it?
I guess if, you know, that was something that I was, you know, into. But who's into watching women poop? I guess that's a thing, huh?
Well, I've never jerk off to feet. I mean, I guess poop's okay too.
Yeah, I've never watched a woman shit. Maybe I'd really enjoy it.
Okay, picture this. Have you ever like shit?
Have I ever shit? Yeah, a couple times.
Have you ever thought, wow, I would like to watch other people shit and get boners?
You know, I've been maybe curious, you know, to see if, you know, other people shit the way I shit. You know, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I'm sure it all comes out the same way. I mean, there's not... Are you talking about wiping technique?
You know, just the whole process in general.
Oh, yeah, we could go see.
What?
She's Out of My League.
I already saw it.
Any good?
Nah, it was okay. I wouldn't recommend paying $8 to see it in the theaters. Cop Out was okay. It wasn't a Kevin Smith movie, even though it was.
Well, it wasn't a Kevin Smith wrote movie.
Yeah. I would recommend both of those on DVD.
Well, I want to go see it now.
Why? Because I said it's okay?
Well, I mean, you saying it's okay probably means I'd like it.
Why is that?
I don't know. You don't... obviously, we have different tastes in movies.
Why is that obviously?
Well, you thought any of the Mission Impossible movies were watchable.
2 and 3 were watchable. 1 sucked.
I watched them all. They all sucked. They all sucked horribly.
So based on my opinion of Mission Impossible 2 and 3, you're going to discount my credibility as a surveyor of Cop Out and She's Out of My League.
Yeah, of course.
Do you see the trailers for those and say, oh my God, those look like must-see?
Well, no, I'm just saying it looks like something I would enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched a trailer and said, man, I really need to get on that shit.
Never?
Never. I've never watched a trailer saying, oh my God, look at that. I want to go experience that.
But, I need, you know, that in my eyeballs.
Well, wait, maybe Star Trek, the new Star Trek that came out. I did like that.
And the vampires, they sparkle.
But apparently not in the movie.
Oh my God, they sparkle. The vampires sparkle.
I heard they don't sparkle in the movie.
Chris Dick just text messaged me and asked me if anything super fun is going on tonight. No.
Well, obviously we're doing it.
Yeah.
Chris isn't invited because he doesn't know how to work a Skype.
Yeah.
Faggot.
Yeah. I've proposed Skype podcasts a couple of times just for the hell of it, and Jesse has fought it. He said that if we got used to doing it on Skype, we would never want to do it in person again.
Really?
I think that it's much better in person. I just think this is something fun to try out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Somebody can steal my goddamn ashtray, and then I have no place to flick my delicious little cigarette butts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something I can't do while we do normal podcasts. I can't sit and smoke.
That's true. I have to shit.
You need to shit?
I think we should be done now. Can we be done now?
Yeah, we can be done now. I mean, we did damn near an hour.
Oh, an hour and 3 minutes.
Yeah, we just did a whole podcast. It's not even a mini-sode.
Yeah.
It's like a full-blown goddamn adventure.
I think I'm going to take some of the silences and stuff out.
What silences?
Those.
Oh, that might be good.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it's been real.
Bye.
Eat a dick, faggot.
Is that your sign-off now?
Yeah, that's my sign-off now.
Okay, say it again.
Eat a dick, faggot!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.